opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. Me and B holding it down out in Ashburn, Virginia. Day two of Commander's mandatory mini camp. Brian, I'll make a promise to you right now. We will not be doing...
What is the promise, young man?
We're not going to do 3 hours of Terry McLaurin talk.
Good.
That was a lot yesterday.
We could have not did three. You pushed it three. You wanted it to be three.
I wanted to let callers weigh in.
After an hour and a half.
You always tell me I don't take enough calls.
No, I said after an hour and a half, 2 hours, that's over with.
Well, once DQ chimed in is kind of when it changed. I think when the coach comes out and has clearly zero issue, then everybody should realize, yo, this is the business of football.
Well, when you and I role played earlier, I told him basically what he was going to say. Now, role play can be multiple things now. And when I role played as Dan Quinn, yeah. I said exactly what Dan Quinn said.
You sure did. Exciting day just to kind of watch football. I do think we'll get to hear from Laremy Tunsil today, which will be fun. I don't know what I've learned about Marshawn Lattimore in the brief time I've covered him and folks I've talked to from New Orleans. He's not the biggest talker. Okay. He likes to talk on the field,
but not
necessarily with the media and stuff. So I don't know that we'll hear from Marshawn today. We'll see how that goes. Mm-hmm. Obviously, exciting to be out here and beat. Though, you know, we were off the air and got to go watch the end of practice yesterday, and they're running 2 minute, they're running goal line. You were in the league for 14 years. Mm-hmm. That was some intense practice for June. Not intense in a bad way,
well, it's
high energy.
It's competitive, and I think that's the thing about it. I think these guys now are at a point where they're mature enough to understand how to put in work, but not try and harm each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And after practice, you saw everybody coming up, dapping up and stuff. Because
totally.
Listen, man, for 14 years, I always wanted the guy across from me to give me the best look possible. So when I got in the game, it was just easy. You know, when the lights are on and fans are in the stand, it doesn't take much to get somebody up. When you're in practice – in the dog days of summer and like this time of year, it's hard as hell to go out there and do it for an hour and a half, 2 hours, whatever it is. But when the lights are on, that's easy. So if somebody is out there BSing around and not giving you the best look, you're not ready for the big time. You're not ready for the lights. So I saw a lot of them like competing, but not trying to do stupid stuff. And sometimes it's hard at this time of the year when you got so many new guys around. They haven't understood how you work yet, but they seem to be right on point.
I think DQ has talked about how Adam Peters puts the team together, but they have a lot of collaboration, and it's just so clear that being a good teammate and busting your ass to the highest level is the most paramount necessity to be a Commander. That's you know it. What I mean? And, like, when DQ and Adam Peters talk about what they want in a Commander, like, they mean it. Mm-hmm. There is not lip service. The marketing department is not in charge. There is not somebody pulling things one way and then going the other direction.
It's consistency. Like, you know, and you and I have talked about that before we started doing this radio station and this radio show and after. If the coach or the front office is consistent at what they do, guys will adjust to that. If the coach or the front office comes in and they are trying to be hard one day and try to be your buddy the next day and be all those different things, then guess what? You're going to find out you're going to have different guys going different ways. But they're consistent in what they do. Look, Dan says it all the time. I have to have relationships with the dudes, with the guys. I want to know what's going on in their personal lives so I can be able to really approach them right how I will get stuff out of them in their professional life. You know? So he's the one that's making sure guys are cool, making sure things are okay when they're not here or they're not coming in. So when they step in, things happen. Because you never – listen, Adam and Dan are attached. But those players got to always feel that that coach has their back. And I think he does a great job of that.
Totally. You know what? Something that I've kind of given up seeking validation in my career at this point. Like, I think my work can kind of stand on its own. but Jason Garrett was here yesterday. I don't know if you talked to Jason at all.
No, I left out. I wanted to go in and just smack him one. Yeah, I play with Jay. I think me and Jason would have gone on one staff.
Probably the Giants.
Giants staff, yeah.
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 Super nice guy. I've met him a couple times, talked to him a couple times.
Little Red.
Yeah, and obviously he did the bulk of his coaching in Dallas. He and Dan Quinn were assistants together in Miami like 20 years ago, and they're clearly still close friends. And I got to talk to Jason for a minute as he was leaving the field. And when Josh Harris bought the team and they were going through the process, right, all I said over and over and over was organizational alignment. I want the owner to hire the GM, to hire the coach, and everybody to be on board and pick your quarterback. Mm-hmm. And they did it. And you see what that alignment can do for an organization. Yeah. Now, we've only seen the ups. Eventually, downs will come. That alignment is more important in the downs than it is in the ups.
Yeah.
Because everybody understands the direction this thing is going and why they want it to be that way.
When things are going good, it's not hard to get people on board.
Nah.
When things are going bad, you find out who's really about that life.
For sure. And I think Jason Garrett, I just asked him, hey, you know, you've been around a lot of teams. Like, how do you think this team is operating? And he said, he's like, they've nailed it. When you have, he brought up the alignment on his own, right? And I think he said when you have owner to GM and all the way down and the coaches, because think about the coaching staff. One thing that always impresses me, I'm talking regular season week 11. They're playing the Broncos. I don't know who the hell they're playing week 11, right? What coaches do, and this is a league-wide thing, and I imagine this is something that's kind of always happened. Week 11 is actually Miami. There's like a theme for the week. You know what I mean? And what I have seen in the past is whatever the theme for the week is, the coach will kind of push, and then you don't often hear about it. But whatever that is that week, I hear it independently from players and coaches all over the building at different moments, on camera, off camera. Like, everybody is on board with what they're doing, and that starts in position rooms. That starts in position meetings.
See, the theme for the week is okay if you have an overall theme.
Right.
And every time you hear every one of those guys talk, I don't care who it is, what is it, anytime, anybody, anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, they all have an overall theme to where, yes, they can branch off from that. Certain weeks they may feel that they got to, you know, emphasize one point or the other a little bit more. But what I've liked about them, I remember when you asked the question, and I think I had a few other people ask me the question, when they start doing the bag drill, you say, man, when things start getting tough, guys going to keep doing that? I say, long as he's consistent with it. And you watch. All these new guys that were there yesterday, they jump right into it and they compete. And it's a competitive thing where they have two groups going across these bags, and each group is trying to go through this thing and try to finish up first. And I think that right there, everything that they do, there's a level of competition. People talk about Michael Jordan all the time.
Sure.
And Mike became so good, I think, at basketball and in other aspects of life because he's a damn good businessman as well. Because he competes at everything. If you and I sitting here, if Mike wasn't walking in right now, he was sitting here, and I'm closer to the door than you are, he'll be in the corner. He'd say, I bet you I can get out that door before y'all. And we'll sit there and say, how much you want back? Because I'm looking right here. How you going to get past me? And you could jump across the table.
I think I'd go under.
But he'll find a way eventually where we get into a conversation and he'll fool you and like, yo, I got to do something real quick and be out the door. And bam, he got us.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
But we lost all that money. But it's just always being on point in everything that you do. And I think what Dan has done, he's gotten every one of these players, for the most part, at this point, because they got some young guys probably still trying to get some other stuff out, to where everything that you do, try to be the best at it. And if that, because like when we talk about diets and stuff, I tell people, don't do a diet, have a lifestyle change.
Right.
Because if you do it every day, then it's just something you do. It's not something, oh, I'm doing it for a certain period of time. If guys just start trying to be the best at everything all the time, then you don't have to force it when you're on the football field.
Totally. and then when you have that type of atmosphere, it's like a jet wash. Like it just continues to create itself.
Totally.
And, dude, unfortunately, when you have a negative toxic atmosphere, that's also a jet wash that just continues to create.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Because, like, it, and the thing of it is, like, it's not only just the players, and I think that's where we got lost over the years that were here prior. Everyone thought it was just like the players. You were around long enough to understand every aspect of this team suffered from what was going on at the top.
Sure.
Hey, attitudes, the way personalities were presented, everything's different now. Guys are much more inviting and fun when they were kind of closed off before. Why? Because that's how the person up top was.
100%, man. It's – they have hit all the right buttons and – the trajectory is pointing upward, clearly. Also helps when you draft a stud quarterback. Like it's remarkable how much of an impact that can make. Pack show coming your way. We're going to talk to Rob McNamara here in a few minutes. He is the head pro down at Keswick in Charlottesville. But perhaps more impressively, he qualified as an amateur golfer for the U.S. Open at Oakmont some years back, but to do that and to understand what Oakmont is
Oakmont is hell.
Oakmont is hell.
They got the church pews and it's nothing about no church. That is hell. Look, man, I'm asked a question. I don't know who designed Oakmont. Why do you put a sand trap and then put some little grass, little they call it church pews, but like little grass mounds in the middle? But the grass is thick-ass rough.
Dude, it's crazy.
You know, it's the most asinine thing I've ever seen in my life. And then that one green on it with those church pews is weird.
Totally.
Because it's more like down there in North Carolina.
Pinehurst.
It's more like Pinehurst than it is than the other course.
I think it is. I don't think it's a stretch to say it is the hardest golf course in America. Well, maybe the world.
As DeChambeau said yesterday, this is the hardest golf course in the world.
Yeah. And
but you know what?
I can't wait to watch
you. They need to be tested, baby.
Sure.
You know, like
that's what the U.S. Open especially is supposed to be.
What golf has become, and everybody that plays golf, everybody goes to the range. What's the first thing they do? Start bombing drivers.
Bomb it.
You know what? You better get your ass ready for some thick rough. Because I watched some shots yesterday when I was watching the Golf Channel Live. Yeah. They were dropping balls and then come back, and the camera wasn't looking at the ball because the ball goes all the way to the bottom of it.
Right.
And that stuff is gnarly, and it's all different directions. So, hey, I like it. You know, just like when John Daly walked off the course, I smiled.
Right.
Because, hell, if they always do it good, then, hell, I need to see them tested too.
It also, like, you feel a connection with it. You're a good golfer. I'm an average golfer. Like I've been super frustrated and walked off the course. Mm-hmm. Like, I did it last weekend at Woodmont. I'm going to do it tomorrow at Congressional. Like, my boy playing it at Woody last weekend.
Bro, you got to have a better mindset going into it, Jay. You already predicting I'm playing hard, I'm walking off.
I feel all right. I went to the range. I went to Haynes. Haynes might be my one seed of ranges. You never know what you're going to get at the East Potomac Park range.
That was you that said that? Was that Jeff that saw the guy riding?
Oh, that was me.
That was you?
Yep.
He had the little motorcycle, unicycle.
So what I like to do is I go hit a bucket of balls, and then I get a grilled cheese at the Haynes Point little snack shop.
Man, you can get your old half smoke in there, too.
Now. I know. Dude, that may be the best priced restaurant in all of Washington, D.C.
It's kind
of
like an Augusta-style restaurant.
It's a throwback in there.
Yeah.
I love it in there.
Yeah.
But my man, so I'm sitting there eating my grilled cheese, and this dude next to me has this, like, device, which I thought was just like a speaker because he was playing music, and that's fine. Play music, dude. And then it's time for him to go, and he like stands up, and this what I thought was a speaker turns into a unicycle.
So he rode his speaker away.
Yo, he rode it down the little steps. You know the little steps at the snack shop? He rode it down there, did this crazy little like 180, 360 at the putting green, and just zoomed off into the sunset. It was
so. Hey, you
it was impressive.
When you find things that have multiple uses, it's great.
Yeah,
he has a speaker, a seat, and a bike ride.
He's basically Batman.
Yeah.
Now that did not compare to the dude I saw before at the driving range with ski goggles on. But
why was he wearing ski goggles?
I don't know. Maybe that's the next step in golf technology.
No.
I
don't think so.
I'm really excited to talk to Rob McNamara. We have Greenberg at 11. We should hear DQ live around 12:30. And then at 1 o'clock, Spot Track and Over the Cap have become the absolute go-to kind of contract salary cap websites. Over the Cap is kind of specific to the NFL. Spot Track does everything, but they both do a fantastic job. Michael Jannetty is going to join us from Spot Track. And this dude's a contract expert. So with Terry, the big conversation is, like, what does this deal need to look like? I feel like I have a decent idea. You got to kind of get to DK. But Michael Jannetty's going to join us to really break down what that deal looks like for Terry. But, B, this morning, special moment, last day of school for my girls.
Oh, boy.
And so last night was the time trials. Swim team. So swim team's off and running. And then today is last day of school, and it's just for my oldest, for Shelby, who's finishing third grade and now going to go to fourth grade. Like, that in my mind totally makes sense. Like, she's reading like crazy. I think she's ready for like the next step academically, like all these things, right? For my little one though, last night, so she's now like really swimming on swim team, not just kind of the very little kid version. Mm-hmm. Like last night she's in time trials and doing backstroke and stuff. And then today's her last day of kindergarten. It just kind of hits you. Like, she's only going into first grade and she's completely ready for it. And I'm so excited for that. But like, she's not going to be little forever, you know?
Well, you didn't know that?
So
I told you a long time ago.
There are things you know, but when they hit, it's like, oh.
You ask me questions along the way, and I always tell you, I say, hey, they don't stay small, dog. And you're like, I know.
But it hits you different. And
hey, wait till they become 13, 14. I do. Things like that. That's going to change up.
Lauren's in charge
wait
of
till a little dude knock on the door.
Dog.
Then you have to call Uncle Jeff.
Hey, I want Shelby to tell him, hey, you know my Uncle Jeff has concealed carry, right?
And Uncle B. Mitch?
Yeah, I got people, all right? Boys, if you're listening, B, you'll like this. So I met somebody for coffee this morning, and you know I don't drink coffee, but, like, meeting for coffee is the appropriate thing. I can't be like, hey, you want to meet for a Diet Coke? And it was a really nice time, just good conversation. But I'm walking out, and there's my man that I see all the time, Sinai. He's a big listener of the show. He's always asking me about Heard It Here First, and, like, he's just a good dude. And I'm walking by the Starbucks to my car, and I see him, and he just points at his watch, like, telling me, like, dog, you're running late. And it made me laugh, because if you're a listener to our program,
you know.
Yeah.
I had 4 or 5 guys yesterday came to me at the golf course saying how they listened and liked the show and all that stuff. So the people listening.
We appreciate it.
So, man, I don't know what the hell that little machine telling people, but I think that machine's lying his ass off because people listen.
We're going to do some U.S. Open when we return. It is B. Mitchell Finley live in Ashburn, Commanders minicamp day 2.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.